Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
The Reverend William Glaze is with us from Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh. Pastor Bill, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. It's always good to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bill. Always good to hear from you, Bill. Now, before you leave us, we're going to ask you about both Ben Roethlisberger and Eleanor Roosevelt. That's just a little tease for later, Bill, okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, but let's start here. So being religious, what do you think that means? What does that mean to you and the people that you interact with?
Well, you know what? When I first came to Christ, when I was growing up, all right, so I'm going to tell you something. All my congregation knows this, right? So they give me a hard time.
Oh.
My nickname growing up was Bunny.
And, Bunny?
Bunny as in rabbit? And,
yeah, but you know what? I was actually born the day before Easter, and my grandfather named me Bunny. Yeah, so everybody knew me by that. And so when I got saved, you know, the thing that people were saying is that Bunny Glaze got religion. And, I thought, you know, at that time, you know, that was a pretty good statement, you know, until I actually began to think about, you know, what does it mean, you know, to be religious? And I've been doing a study in the book of James, and James talks about religion, and he talks about pure and undefiled religion. But when you look at the word religion, you know, it means ceremonies. It means rituals. I mean, that word religion in the Bible, that's what it means. And I remember I got into a discussion with a guy one time, and I was telling him that every religion is man-made. And he was saying, well, nah, you know, James talks about religion and that there's, you know, it's from God. And I was saying, no, you know, religion is not from God. If you look at every religion, it was started by somebody. And think about this, that a lot of the religions or denominations, if we want to call them this, they all started because of some issue. You know, I heard a story about a church that split, and the church that split, the people went across the street from the church that they split from. And one Sunday morning, the one church that the initial church, you know, they were singing, you know, will there be any stars in my crown? And the church across the street was saying, no, not one, no, not one. And so when you think about, religion started, you know, they all started because of, somewhere there was a problem. Now, there was some that were founded, you know, for certain principles. However, that, you know, when you think about the Salvation Army and how that started, you know, it actually started because, William Booth had, you know, was trying to bring people off the street, you know, to the church that he belonged to, and the people didn't want the people off the street. And so actually, you know, there was a problem, and it started out of that. And so when you really think about religion, you know, they were all started by man. And you know, when you go back to James, and James used the word religion, you know, he's talking about, you know, some ritual, you know, some set of rules and regulations. But I love the fact that now James, you know, he puts in front of that, he says pure and undefiled religion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going to use that word religion, you need to have some qualifiers. And right. So, you know, God, when he, you know, if we want to attribute God to starting a religion, then we have to say that God's religion is pure and it's undefiled. And mm-hmm. and so God figured that, you know, man could not get this religious thing right. So what did he do? He sent his son, who was perfect. He sent his son, who was without sin, and his son actually started not necessarily a religion, but he started a faith. You know, he started, you know, this whole idea that you know, Christ, the Son of God, who was perfect in every way, you know, unlike, you know, when I think about the Baptist religion, you know, I'm a Baptist, and, you know, the Baptist religion was started by a man too. You know, I tell people that, you know, I'm Baptist born and I'm Baptist bred, and when I die, I'll be Baptist dead. So, you know, I think about, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm Baptist, and I take a lot of pride in being Baptist. I say, if you're going to go to heaven, you might as well go first class. So, you know, I take a lot of, you know, pride in being Baptist. But the fact is that the Baptist faith was started by a man, and it started because of issues. So, you know, I have a hard time, you know, when we use this word religion, because, you know, it's definitely man-centered.
Okay, so Bill, so what about when Jesus, you know, said to Peter, hey, you know, you're going to be the rock that my church is built upon? I mean, Jesus, was he talking about religion there?
No, he was actually talking about, you know, the faith. And I know that, you know, some people, you know, look at that and say that, you know, Peter was given certain rights and keys at that time. But, you know, when you look at what Jesus was saying, and I know there's a lot of controversy as to what he was saying. Some people say that he was telling Peter, upon your statement of faith. You know, what did Peter just say before Jesus said that? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it was after that that Jesus, you know, said that upon this rock. And a lot of people, you know, believe that the rock was the statement that Peter made, you know, that Jesus was the Son of the living God. And so when you look at that, you know, that again, that was not a religion that was being started. You know, that was actually a faith, you know, that, you know, coming to Christ, having putting your faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So, yeah, that, you know, that's an interesting question right there. And I believe that it was Peter's profession of the faith in Jesus Christ.
That's good.
We're talking to Reverend Bill Glaze, Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood section of Pittsburgh. Okay, so does that distinction between being religious and having a faith, does that mean anything to people outside the church, or are those just like weird Christianese words?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that most people outside the church, that whenever they look at a Christian, that one of the things that they say is that, you know, there goes a religious person. So, you know, I think mm-hmm. that they see it as being, you know, religion. And to me, I mean, I guess that's their way of processing it. But, you know, we as believers, you know, we need to see, you know, a deeper concept within that, and the fact that, you know, our lives have been changed. You know, when you look at a religious person, you know, again, you know, the word religion, according to James, is, you know, outward ceremonies, you know, and it's very easy to, you know, I get up on Sunday morning. Well, now since COVID, it's a little bit different. But, you know, traditionally, you get up on Sunday morning and you get in your car and your neighbors see you going to church. And so, you know, their thought is that, well, you know, hey, there goes a religious person. You know, they're going to church. And the fact is that, you know, they may be right. You know, that's, you know, I may just be going through the motions. You know, I may just be, you know, going through the ritual of going to church, especially if there has not been, you know, a transformation of the heart. And it's very easy. You know, when you look at the Bible, look at the Pharisee and the publican, you know, when they went to the temple to pray, you know, the Pharisee said, Lord, I thank you that, you know, I fast and I give to the poor and I pray. And you know, so there was all these religious acts that he did, but there was no heart transformation. And the publican, he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven, but he, you know, he kept his eyes to the ground in all humility, and he said, you know, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. So I think that you see a stark contrast there, you know, between a religious person and a person that has connected with God.
I see, but Bill, when people said, you know, that Bunny's got religion, they didn't mean that as a knock, right? They meant that as a positive thing, that something that had happened in your life that was good, that there was a change, that you had found God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. From their standpoint, that's what they saw. And, you know, and I guess, you know, to some degree, you know, there not to some degree, but there had been a change in my life. And the things that I did before that, you know, I was no longer doing. And I had actually, you know, adopted a new way of life, you know, which involved, you know, being a part of the kingdom and doing things that outwardly, you know, showed that there was a change. But thank God, you know, there was an inner transformation also. And so, you know, I think that, you know, people that look from the outside and they see a change, you know, can they really make the distinction, you know, that did this person just change, you know, their habits and their and the things that they did, or was there really a heart transformation? And so, you know, I think that, you know, from their standpoint, you know, it's a good thing, you know, that I got religion, but, you know, was it a transforming religion, or was it just something that I started doing from the outside?
That's good. William Glaze, Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh. Bill, you know what? I've been thinking about you a lot this month, and it does not pertain to religion or salvation. It pertains to wings. Last time you were with us, I think it was like right around the Super Bowl, and we were talking about wings, and you made the reference, well, I'm going to go do, you know, around Homewood, backdoor wings. And
right.
I mean, I love that so much because, you know, wings aside, there is something in the community, obviously, right, in the Black community that's different than my community, because there is this sort of backdoor thing where there is a handshake or a conversation that is not part of the mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. 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 And you know, it's interesting because, you know, I have, and we're not meeting now, but, I have a fellowship of a group of pastors from the suburbs. And, you know, we would get together at different locations, different churches. There was about five of us, and I was the only Black guy in the group. And so we would all bring our lunches every time we got together. And I told the guys one time, I said, hey, you know, this time, you know, I'm going to treat. And so I got some wings from the hood, man. And we had those, and those guys loved them, man. I mean, they just absolutely loved them. So,
fabulous.
You know, there's something, a special spice that they put in and flavoring and seasoning that just makes it As I heard somebody say, and John, I'm not saying this disrespectfully, right?
No,
they say they taste so good, they make you want to go slap your mother. So that's how good they are.
That's Bill Glaze. All right, Bill, with only a minute left, do you want me to ask you about Eleanor Roosevelt or Ben Roethlisberger?
I'll take Ben Roethlisberger for $20.
There you go.
All right. Ben Roethlisberger signed a contract. He's going to make $1.07 million in base salary, but don't you worry, because he'll get $12.925 in a signing bonus. Is this a good idea or a bad idea for the Steelers?
Well, you know, I think that overall it's a good idea because they're making a statement that this will probably be his last year. And, you know, I'm like you. I think I heard you say earlier, Kathy, all of us would like to get a $14 million bonus at some point, or $12 million, whatever it was. Yeah. But I think the statement that's being made is that, you know, this is, you know, Ben's last year, and after this, you know, we want to move on. And, you know, we think, you know, he had a great career here in Pittsburgh, and he's probably going to enter into the Hall of Fame. So, yeah.
Of course he is. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Bill, just one more thing as you leave. So Bunny, as a young boy, do those who love you and know you still refer to you as Bunny?
Yeah, they do. You know, as a matter of fact, when I first came to pastor here in Pittsburgh, my aunts came to church to visit one Sunday, and we had the tradition where we let people stand up. And my aunt said, I come to see my nephew today, Reverend Bunny. So,
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
That's really good, Bill. Love you. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Bill. Thanks so much.
All right. You guys have a blessed day.
Yeah, you as well. Reverend Bill Glaze, Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.